Mesechtas Kelaim, Perek He, Mishnah Beis. Kerem Shu Natua, Alpachas Pachas Me'arba Amis. Until now, we discussed the maximum distance between the rows in order for multiple rows to be considered joined together to be a kerem, a vineyard. Here, we're discussing the minimum amount that they need to be distant. So, if you have a kerem, a vineyard, Shu Natua, Alpachas Pachas Me'arba Amis, that the rows are planted less than 4 amas apart from each other. Generally, there was a distance of 4 amas, and that was necessary to plow in between or to bring a wagon in between to harvest the grapevines. That was kedei avodas hakerem, the amount of space necessary to work on the vineyard. Here, it was less than that 4 amas amount, so Reb Shimon Omer eini kerem. Reb Shimon says that it does not have the status of a vineyard, so therefore, to plant other species, one would not have to distance 4 amas. He can distance 6 tvachim, because this is not considered a vineyard, just random individual grapevines that are planted together. The Chachamim disagree, and they say, Karam, that it is considered a vineyard. Because we look at the middle rows as, and this is like every other middle row, as if they're not there. So, for example, if between row 1 and row 3 there is 4 amas apart, but in middle the row 2 is in between and is less than 4 amas apart from row 1 and row 3, we look at it as if row 2 is not there, and between row 1 and row 3 they can combine to make a vineyard. And we look at all the rows that are 4 amas distance apart as making the vineyard, and the ones that are in between, we ignore them as if they're not there, and they don't detract from the ability to create a vineyard from these rows here. Mishnah Gimel. Charetz shehu over bakerem. If there's a ditch that's running through a vineyard, and the ditch has a considerable space, and the Mishnah comes to teach what the halachas are regarding planting other species in this ditch. Is it considered a separate area, separate from the vineyard? So the Mishnah says, if it's amrik asara v'rachav arba, if it's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Im hayim lefulish meresha kerem bat seifi." If this ditch that's 10 tvachim deep, 4 tvachim wide runs mefulish straight through meresha kerem bat seifi from one end of the vineyard to the other, it runs all the way through the vineyard. Then hareza nira kibin shnei kramim. It's as if this ditch happens to be between two separate vineyards, which means that it cuts the two vineyards apart, and it's a separate space, and as a separate space, b'zer in b'techa, you're allowed to plant other seeds, other species inside of it, because it's a separate place. V'imlav, but if it does not meet these requirements, it doesn't go through the vineyard completely, or it doesn't have 10 tvachim depth or 4 tvachim width, then hareyu kagas, we look at it as a wine press that happens to be in the wine fields. It was common to have a wine press, a hole, they would cover it in plaster, and they'd have a hole that they would press the grapes, and they would have these holes present in the actual vineyards. So if it doesn't have these requirements of size or the fact that it runs completely through the field, it's treated as a wine press, which the Mishnah then expounds upon. The first time of the Mishnah is under the impression that the wine press, you're not allowed to plant other species inside of it. So the mission now explains, brings actually two different opinions about a wine press. V'hagasha b'kerem, a wine press within the vineyard, amuka asar urechava arba, which is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, but it doesn't span across the entire length or width of the field. It's just in one area. Reb Eliezer, so this is a different opinion, before we mention Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Reb Eliezer, Aimer, Zerim b'techa. Reb Eliezer is of the opinion that you're allowed to plant other species inside of it. Not like the first opinion in the Mishnah that said that it had to run, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that it had to run completely through the field. Reb Eliezer holds that you're allowed, even if it doesn't run through the field, you're allowed to plant other species. V'chachamim Eisrim, however, the Chachamim, they say it's usher, it's forbidden to plant other things within this wine press, and that's like the first opinion, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, that only when it runs completely through the field and it separates it and becomes its own separate area, then that would be allowed. But otherwise, it's usher, forbidden to plant other species in the wine press. The Mishnah now lists a different case, something that becomes separate from the field. Shemira Shebekerem, the watchman's hill in the vineyard. There would be a hill in the vineyard that the watchman, the Shemir, would stand on and guard and watch the field. So if that hill was Gevaya Asar Rechava Arba, if it was 10 Tvachim tall, above the ground, and 4 Tvachim wide, Zerem Batecha, you can plant other seeds on top of it. It's considered a separate makam, separate space from the vineyard. Vimhaya Seir Kaitesh, but if the seir, which literally means hair, means the branches of the vines or the grapevines, were intertwined and tangled on top of this mound, then it's considered still part of the vineyard, and usher, it's going to be forbidden to plant other species on top of the mound.